During President Obama's State of the Union address, he congratulated the U.S. Senate on passing a reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, and he urged the House to do the same. Senator Lisa Murkowski has been a vocal proponent of the act and has spoken in favor of its adoption this year.
There has been now a passage of time, an additional matter of months, where people around the country have weighed in. And I think they have conveyed quite clearly, quite strongly, the importance of passage of the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. They expect the House to act. I think that there is more public pressure now for the House to move.
The Senate passed similar legislation last year, but it stalled in the House due to some procedural issues. Senator Murkowski says those issues have been modified, and that in Alaska, as much as anywhere else, the act will help make a difference in a state where the rates of domestic violence and sexual assault are highest in the nation.
Our statistics as they relate to domestic violence and sexual assault are big, and they're shameful. We need help turning them around, and some of the programs, the grant opportunities that are contained in VAWA will help us in a state like Alaska, where our statistics as they relate to domestic violence indicate that 2.5 times the national average that we will see acts of domestic violence and sexual assault in our state. We need to address that, and VAWA will help us.
Another event on the horizon has the senator's attention, as well as the attention of nearly everyone in Congress. The budget compromise agreed upon between Congress and the president in December is nearing a deadline, and the federal budget is poised to go into sequestration on March 1st. Later this week, Senator Murkowski will attend hearings, which many departments will outline their plans for how they will manage across-the-board cuts once they take effect.
As a state that has a great deal of federal ownership in our lands, whether it's BLM, Forest Service, Park Service, all of these departments are subject to a level of cuts that we will see, we will feel. Right now, there's a lot of discussion about furloughs. What will that mean in a state like Alaska, where we have, on a per capita basis, we're the state that has the third highest population of federal employees?
The senator says sequestration will be severely detrimental to the economy, but also doesn't have much confidence that the necessary compromises can be reached before the deadline. While very few people in Washington are excited about across-the-board cuts, Senator Murkowski says that sequestration will hopefully lead to more meaningful reductions in expenditures in the future, rather than delaying budget wrangling for yet another year.
Count me as one who believes that we must find reductions in spending. So just kicking the can down the road doesn't help us with this. What I want to try to do is figure out how we can be smart about our spending reductions. And if we do need to transition into phase, that's something that I absolutely think that we should be considering.
Last week, the senator introduced her 2020 energy plan, which included calls for increased use of a broader variety of energy sources in the United States, including allowing greater access to oil and gas on federally controlled lands. She said she was pleased that an item that appears in her report, as well as in previously proposed legislation, was echoed by President Obama in his State of the Union address.
The name that he gave it was the Energy Security Trust. I have referred to it as a renewable energy development fund, but it's basically the same concept. Take a portion of the revenues from our rents, our royalties, our lease payments from oil and gas, and essentially fence them off. Put them into a trust that can be the seed money for whether it's the R&D for renewable energy technology breakthroughs, whether it's the technologies that will allow us to move our vehicles from being powered by oil to being powered by natural gas or electricity or hydrogen or whatever it may be. Let's move to that next generation.
Senator Murkowski's 2020 energy policy is a 121-page document that she hopes will prompt discussion of how to incorporate all the resources and technologies America has access to. To listen to the full audio of our interview with Senator Lisa Murkowski, go to our webpage at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.